Well, thank you so much. I'm glad that you raised two key cornerstones of foreign policy this time, which is economic diplomacy and, of course, climate diplomacy. Often we don't talk about the latter, but the climate affects us all, especially the most vulnerable in our society. When you take, for example, the mudslide, poor people died and wealthy. So when you look at the class analysis, actually more poor people suffer the consequence of climate change. And overall, let me say that in terms of the trust of our foreign policy today, we have to start recognizing the fundamental premise that we are a country that is coming out of a near economic collapse, that we really have to focus on the bread and butter issues, that we have to make sure that every mile we cover going out there, we need to get a bang for the buck. We have to be able to expand beyond the traditional notion of foreign policy. It cannot be just about going out for the formal engagement. It's about engaging private sector. It's about making sure that we identify investors in all corners of the world, that the world we live in today, the post-Cold War, every corner of the world is an opportunity for us. And every opportunity must really yield something that will make this country go forward. So I am going to be an ambassador for the kinds of resource mobilization that we need. In many ways, I describe myself as a salesman, because I have to sell this country, and I have to sell it beyond traditional boundaries. You know, I have to recognize that, for example, in our own region here, we have to go beyond the Francophone-Anglophone divide. We need to tap into resources and connections and network wherever they may be. And the issue of climate change is particularly close to me. I have always fought against deniers, those who just simply look at science and deny it. We have to recognize that we're most vulnerable. And therefore, we need to start to work with global organizations, you know, foundations that are focusing on this climate issue, academic institutions. In other words, we need to cut across all boundaries. You know, that is what we need. And making sure that also our universities here start to focus on this as a critical point. Unless we inculcate it within the context of our public education system, it's going to be tough for ordinary people to believe that the next term will be worse than the last one. Yeah. And so I really appreciate these two points that you raised. And I want to assure you that moving forward, you see a lot of focus on economic diplomacy and the diplomacy that focuses on addressing the climate challenges today.
I want to put two things in your intro as you come in. One of the foreign policy initiatives that will benefit this country most is getting market access into the EU for our fish. Some of us have been fighting for that for 20 years. It's a crucial issue, and I was explaining to my colleagues and His Excellency for months that if we are allowed to ship tuna from Sierra Leone to the EU, we develop bonds within 3 years. How would you go about, let me just put it this way, it's one of the areas some of us would want to work. Market access into the EU may help us more even than the aid we receive. Second point, we hope we can work with you as well on the whole issue of diaspora voting. Many of us have an interest in that subject, APC, SFPP. I just hope that we can take it as a multi-party initiative, because it affects so many of us, and you and I, we're part of that statistics.
Well, let me start with that. You know, as you know, we have been fighting on this issue for so long, and I'm so glad that you are here, and that we are going to make sure we fix it. And we have to fix it. We have to fix it because it is in our national interest. And my job is to defend, promote, and protect our national interest. As long as there's a part of us out there feeling disconnected for whatever reason, the whole is not whole. And so I am going to work with you in the parliament and make sure that we engage our diaspora community. We live in a world now in which technology has made it possible for the voting right to be extended to anyone, anywhere. It's not hard anymore. It's not fiction. Other countries are doing it. Our neighbors, Guinea, they are doing it. You know, we should not disenfranchise anyone. And I know that His Excellency President Julius Maada Bio is very much committed to this. He's lived out there. He knows the contribution of the diaspora. So we have a friend in State House, and I know we have many friends across political party divide in Parliament. And I think we will address this once and for all.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
No comments.
I think you have been persuasive. Yes. You have answered the question in satisfaction. I believe you do what we start. And our foreign minister,
legend of the government.
Yes.
And I want to know that you have to go and see power for people like him.
Just maybe.
I don't want to address you that you are going, but you have to show those documents. If you have the documents, you know you can get it. I'm very honest with you. I believe that we are doing well. Thank you very much. Come on. Sorry, I'm going to go back. Let me see you go.
I had you take the call. You're going to see.
Merci.